But why do we change the auditor's code after all these years and run in this? Because we differentiate sharply with this code today and say it is a code of technical operation. And therefore, it should include those things which, when breached, have produced harm to pre-clears. Therefore, it's a code of technical operation. Well, the code of honor, as released some time ago, would be the ethical code. And that's the luxury of what you can afford, and that is the way with ethics and morals. We consider it would be immoral of you not to do something for a preclear. If that's your purpose, then it's immoral not to you to that purpose. That's morality. And ethic would be the ethical code of conduct. That's luxury. Whenever a person is pluperfectly sane and has great abundance, he can then indulge in ethics. That's quite distinct from morals, you see. He has to be quite a guy to be ethical. And we have, in addition to that, the code of practice. So we have these three codes. I talked to you about the code of the Scientologist. Now, that shouldn't be confused with an auditor's code. We have the code of the Scientologist, and it says we don't talk about other Scientologists, that's all. And that we add to that, we don't talk about Scientologists, about our own or connected organizations of Scientology. We do not indulge in public disputes with regard to the merits of Scientology. We do not permit Scientology to be used in paid advertisements. Paid advertisements. To advertise other products. We can advertise Scientology if we want to. We won't permit Scientology to be used in paid advertisements to advertise other products. And in addition to that, we will not accept money from people we cannot help. And that's the backbone of the code of the Scientologists. We're having that printed up in essence, and you can hang it on your wall. And that and the other two codes would do more to reassure somebody coming to you for help than any other single items which you possibly could do. What about the auditor's code today? It's become three codes, three parts, and it's a very, very practical concern of how do we get to be a nice, big, comfortable organization with its affinity lines up all the way around. These codes are how you do it.